Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas, Elio Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe. There are two very basic stories in Chazal, in the Gemara, that are basic concepts or fundamental pillars in understanding the entire issue of bitochon, of trusting Hashem, and the attitude and the optimism and the peace of mind that we can have and should have in dealing with what otherwise seem to be unknown and sometimes even unstable futures. One is the famous Gemara with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was on a mission to raise charity funds, and he brought with him a donkey to travel on and a rooster to wake him up in the morning so he could learn, and a candle so he should be able to see in the dark, even or early in the morning when he had to learn. I guess it was lit in some form. And he's traveling, and he comes to this city where he'd like to stay for the night. He has a lot of money with him that he's been collecting, and no one in the city will allow him to come in. Completely, the doors were closed to him. There was no achnas tzorchim. He had no place to stay for the night. And he decided he had to camp out in the forest, not too distant from the town, but out in the forest. And he's there with his donkey, with his rooster, with his candle, ready to spend the night there. At some point, an animal attacks the donkey and destroys him, kills him. Something comes along and gets the rooster as well. A wind comes along and blows out the candle. And at each event, Rabbi Akiva recites the same sentence with the same feeling and true sincerity, Kol ma de Ovid rachmono letav Ovid. Everything that Hashem does is for the good. Then the morning comes, they go back towards the town, they see that some armed bandits had come and destroyed the entire town and wiped out its inhabitants and stolen everything from them. And he sees that this is what I said. Everything that Hashem does is for the good. Had the donkey been alive and made noise, had the rooster crowed, had the candle been there lit and to see, they would have come after him too, stolen his money and taken his life, just as they did for the rest of the town. That was one story the Gemara says and ends with, Haloi amarti lochem, didn't I tell you? Kol ma de ovid rachmono letav ovid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. There's another story, a little bit different language, similar idea, and that's with the famous Nochum Ish Gamzu. Nochum Ish Gamzu was this super giant of a tzaddik who every time, no matter what it would be, under the most dire and difficult circumstances in life that would occur to him, Gamzu Letoivo. This too is for the good. And the famous story in the Gemara about how the Romans had made a decree against the Jews learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chachomim sent the tzaddik Nochum Ish Gamzu to the Roman emperor, to the Caesar, to try to placate him and to reverse the decree against the Jews. And they sent along as a gift, as an inducement to encourage him, a box full of jewels and gold and silver, precious stones and so forth. And he was to give it to the Caesar and ask the Caesar to please have mercy on the Jewish people and not allow these tragic gezeiros to remain in force. Overnight, on the way to Rome, he stayed in a hotel. The people from the hotel got wind of what he had in this box, and they stole all the jewelry and the gold and silver, and they replaced it with dirt. Put dirt from their property there. They put it in, and He goes to the Kesar and gives him the box in the name of the Chachomim, and he opens the box and he sees it's dirt, and it's all over for the Jews and all over for Ish, for Nochum Ish Gamzu. Yet one of the his guards, or what looked like one, which it seems was Elio Anovi, acting like one, says, maybe, Sir Kesar, this is from the dirt of their forefather Abraham, Avram Avinu, who when he threw this dirt at his enemies during the Milchoma, it turned into arrows. Maybe that's what they're giving you. And the king says, okay, let's take a look. He was conducting a battle. He comes and he takes the dirt. They take the dirt. They throw it. It turns into arrows and he wins the battle. And of course, he was thrilled with the Jewish gift and the decree was rescinded. This was Nochum Ish Gamzu, everything Gamzu Letoivo, even though when he opened the thing and when he saw that it was all dirt, it looked like everything was all over, but he was constantly Gamzu Letoivo. Interesting, a sequel doesn't really pertain to the message. On the way back, the Goyim in the inn asked him what happened. He told them the story. They said, oh, this dirt that we have. And they too brought a box full of dirt to the Kesar. Of course, it didn't turn into arrows, and they were taken care of that way. But anyway, these are two classic stories of this attitude of everything Hashem does is for the good. Now, the Maral looks at these two stories in a bit of a different way than the classic way that we would think. He says that these stories represent the power of bitochon. When one has trust in Hashem b'chol lev, his fullness of heart, ad shekol hadvorim nasim lo l'toivo, where he sees everything that happens is for the good. And for the good meaning, kamo shoy etzal Rabbi Akiva etzal Nochum Ish Gamzu, ki mipnei shehu hoyo boiteach bo yisporach sheyatzil Hashem yisporach oisoy ki hakol yochol hu. Therefore, they had bitochen, and they were saved. It seems that the gamzu letoiva that he's talking about is that not just, well, it may be bad, and maybe going to get messed up, and maybe this is a terrible loss, and there's no benefit to it, and the good that I wanted is not going to come about, and the Kesar is not going to accept this, but everything Hashem does is for the good. No. It seems that this gamzu letoivo, or kol mada aver rachmono letav ovid, means that I am certain that this negative experience, this dangerous occurrence, this completely opposite of the good that I'm looking for, is gamzu letoivo. This is all part of the good that's bringing me to the good. It seems so difficult, it seems so remote, it seems so far away, but Hashem is a kol yochol. HaKol yochol hu the maral. So he can do anything. Therefore, this is nothing for him. Nochum Ish Gamzu stood in the face of the gravest danger, and he said, gamzu letoivo, this tragic twist of giving the Kesar dirt instead of gems, precious gems, is really letoivo, to bring about the mission that I'm saying, to succeed in my mission, to bring about the reversal of the decree against the Klal Yisroel. How? I don't know. But I do know that by looking at the dirt, there's nothing that's in any way indicative that it's not for the good to bring about the good, because Hashem can do anything. Literally, Hashem can take dirt and turn it into gold and silver and precious stones and arrows to fight the battle, as he did. Gamzu letoivo, even the most dangerous, difficult, tragic, challenging situation is really a step in unfolding the good to the Baal Bitochon. When I trust Hashem that He is going to help me, then I look at all of the negativity and all of the difficulty and all of the challenges as just another step letoivo, not to accept the negative, but it's a step in the direction of the positive. And the same thing with Rabbi Akiva. He was sure, kol mad overachmona litavovin, the death of the rooster, the death of the donkey, the going out of the light, were all part of the bringing and the unfolding of the good that he was in fact anticipating and looking for. And that, he says, is the power of one's bitochen. When one has bitochen in Hashem, anything can happen, and everything can happen, and everything will happen. What needs to happen is so miraculous, is so unbelievable, is so unlikely. No, just as the Maral says, "Shuhoye b'tech bo yisparch sheyatzel Hashem yisparch oyso ki hakol yochol." He says the pasuk, "Bitcho bo yadayad klomer af sheroyim v'choyshim ki kvar ovdo tikvosom." Al yisya'ish, even though you think that there's no hope, don't give up hope. Rak yiyu b'tchim boy adayad forever ki Hashem yisparch yochol hishia oyso. Hashem can always do anything and always save us. So there should never, never be a point where I just give up hope, where I just say it's not going to happen, where I just become overwhelmed. And this can be such a source of menuchas hanefesh. Rebbe Akiva's menuchas hanefesh, kol mada ovid rachman letav ovid. Sure that under dire circumstances, the good is in the process of unfolding. Nochemish Gamzu, standing in front of the Caesar, the Roman emperor, who would be ready to behead him, to kill him, because he brought him a box of dirt instead of a box of precious jewels and gold and so forth. And he stands there with menuchas hanefesh, with peace of mind. He says, Gamzu letoiv. No, this is all part of the unfolding of that which we want to accomplish. And that is really a very critical lesson. These two stories clearly indicate the menuchas hanefesh that a person can have, to be sure. These two stories clearly indicate how we can rely on Hashem to do anything. Nothing is too unlikely. Nothing is too difficult. Certainly nothing is impossible. There's nothing that stands in his way from doing anything. And based on that, I can have the ability to be confident that kol made oved rachmono letav, that everything, all the seemingly negative things that happen, are really only steps in the direction of bringing about the good that is so coveted and desired. And gamzu letoivo, that even this, which seems so the antithesis of all the good that I'm looking for, no, it's letoivo, and to bring about the good that I am anticipating, that I am desirous of, that I am looking for. And with this attitude, with these examples, a person can strengthen himself to, no matter how difficult life situations and life challenges are, no matter how serious and dangerous the challenges that he faces, he can actually focus and say, there's nothing Hashem can't do. There's nothing Hashem can't correct. Therefore, I put my trust in him, and in the merit, in the schus of that trust, he will, in fact, do all of those things that are necessary to bring about the good that I so deeply desire.